Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At a UN Security Council briefing on the Mideast, Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs, said a diplomatic solution between Israel and Lebanon along the Blue Line is the only path to restore lasting calm and allow residents in both Lebanon and Israel to return safely to their homes.
Even as Israel has a right to protect its citizens from Hezbollah, which has fired thousands of missiles and rockets into Israel over the past year alone, it needs to minimize harm to civilians, particularly in the densely populated areas of Beirut.
Ambassador Wood emphasized that all parties must protect civilians and abide by their obligations under international law. He urged the Security Council to remember how we got here.
For far too long, Hezbollah threatened the security of both Israel and Lebanon. With financial and material support from Iran, Hezbollah built up its forces in plain sight, in blatant disregard of resolutions 1559 and 1701, and in direct threat to Lebanese sovereignty and political independence. And then, on October 8, 2023, Hezbollah opened a northern front against Israel in solidarity with Hamas.
For a durable solution, said Ambassador Wood, the parties must fully implement Resolution 1701.
That requires Hezbollah to withdraw from the border area and the Lebanese armed forces in UNIFIL to be deployed to the south. And it requires enforcing the arms embargo and taking steps to help ensure that Iran does not resupply what remains of its terrorist proxy. It also requires that Lebanon's political leaders set aside their differences and assemble a government that responds to the needs of the Lebanese people, including their desire for independence from foreign interference.
The solution to this crisis is not a weaker Lebanon. It's a strong and truly sovereign Lebanon, protected by a legitimate security force embodied in the Lebanese armed forces, said Ambassador Wood. Key to that is condemning Iran for undermining Lebanon's sovereignty. Ambassador Wood declared, "We must be prepared to impose severe costs on Iran for flouting this council's resolutions and for supporting Hezbollah. The United States will continue to work with our partners in the region and around the world to advance a diplomatic solution, one that provides real security to Israel and Lebanon."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.